Hey, this is Owen Martin with Angels Envy, and you're listening to Bourbon Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining Bourbon Podcast Proof Positive. Now, today we're going to do a review on one of my favorites. So I go to my local liquor store every year and I say, if you get this particular whiskey in stock, please, please, please call me. Joe, what do you think?
I'm excited because we just did a proof positive on the Angels Envy, cash strength release, and that their annual release, and this is High West annual release. They're both finished in port barrels. This will be exciting. One's a bourbon, one's a rye. Let's see. Now it's kind of like the battle of the finished here.
Yeah. So we're going to review a Midwinter Nights Dram. This is going to be Act 10, Scene 2. And Joe's going to tell us all about the acts and the scenes, because I have been so confused by all of this. All I know is that I have really enjoyed it over the years. And this is one that I beg my local guy to keep a bottle back for me. So we're going to try Act 10, Scene 2. Joe, tell us about High West, and particularly this particular release. I know it's released annually, like in the fall of every year.
Yeah. Well, High West, let's go back, because they remind me a bit of Smooth Ambler, who we had, John Little on in our podcast, and that, they were some of the very first, first distilleries to, really pride themselves on expert barrel picking. And so they, opened their distilleries respectively. And both really went out into Kentucky and to MGP to source their bourbons. And they were some of the very first. So they had some of that really prized old juice that they were able to get their hands on. And so the difference is that between this, for instance, and let's say an Angels Envy, which is finished in port, is Angels Envy was started in 2013 when their distillery was open. 2011 was founded. 5 years earlier, already in 2006, High West was created by a guy named David Perkins and his wife, Jane. And like so many of our guests, Ben, David's a former biochemist, I swear, if you were to lay a bet down on any of these really well-known master distillers, I think you would find that so many of them have some kind of biochemistry background. So back in 2004, he moved his family to Park City, Utah, and he started up, High West. And High West offerings over the years have, they had, again, choice access from both Barton and MGP for years in the early, the early part of their kind of distillery history. So, for instance, they had a pretty massive batch of 16-year-old 80% rye that they sourced from MGP, and they had all this old Barton juice that they also, Barton rye was for 16-year-old, that they actually sourced. And they used these whiskeys and they blended them in just about everything they produced, including what we're going to drink today. And then eventually in 2017, that well ran dry and they no longer had access to that rye whiskey. However, they did have their own whiskey they were distilling, and they maintained the relationship with MGP to create these blends of rye whiskey. So what are their offerings, High West? I think most of they have the American Prairie Bourbon. That's sourced from MGP and other undisclosed distilleries. They have a double rye, which I'm not even sure if they're still distilling it, but it in essence is, again, MGP and some of their own distill it. They did a Campfire blend, which is a blend of 4 to 8 year olds, High West rye whiskeys, MGP bourbon. So it's bourbon and rye, and some malt scotch whiskey, all three blended together to create a Campfire whiskey. they do a limited offering Boo Rye, which is actually some really old prized bourbons and ryes that are kind of blended together, and it's only once per year. And then, of course, this particular Midwinter's Night Dram, which is also an annual release, non-age statement, and it's a blend currently of MGP and High Rest Wise. So that's really the background on High West. They've been around for a while. They were expert barrel pickers. They sourced some great whiskey. They built a great brand. And this Midwinter's Night Dram is probably their most successful, you know, to me, probably their most successful line that they've come out with as a limited release. So yeah,
it's definitely one of the, you know, I like High West and I have some of their stuff, but this is the one that really stands out to me.
What makes it interesting is it's essentially a blend of their, they start with their Rendezvous Rye, right? Which back, it is the very first offering they had that they kind of went mainstream with, and it became an award winner for them. And it's a blend of 4 to 7 year old rye whiskey, some of their own with MGP. So it starts, Midwinter's Night Dram starts with Rendezvous Rye. So if you went out and bought Rendezvous Rye, except that the proof is about 4 points higher, and that they take the Rendezvous Rye and they finish it in port barrels. And so that's what we kind of have here is a kind of the Rendezvous Rye at a higher proof finished in port barrels.
So
and
Act 10, does that mean that's 10th year, right? So they have, this is the 10th year they've done it.
Yeah. So 2022 would have been Act 10. So what we're actually reviewing, it takes a while, I guess, for these limited releases to hit the shelves, and ours hit West Virginia this year in 23. Oh,
that's right, because 10. Act 11 just came out just like a week ago or something, and we don't have
exactly.
It yet.
Exactly. But the 10s are literally, you know, we're hitting our shelves this fall.
Right.
And now Act 11 is out. And so you're right. It is the 11th annual release. And so what makes them more interesting is when they introduced the term scene. So some of the act, you know, so this one is scene two, but it wasn't until 2015 when they actually decided to, you know, introduce the, you know, the kind of the scene into this. And what the scene was, it's kind of the first scene one would be the first day of the, you know, of the blends and the pours, and scene two would be the second, on up to scene five, scene six. And so hypothetically, each of these scenes should be very similar for a particular act, for a particular annual release. And we're going to test that today, right? However, from year to year, there can be a noticeable difference here in the flavors, particularly in, you know, around act seven, the seventh release, you know, there wasn't a kind of a noticeable change, at least it's been talked about, in the blend from being more 95.5 MGP with their own, and kind of eliminating some of that older stock that they no longer had. So Act 10, Scene 2 is 95.5 from MGP, along with their own proprietary, which is an 80% rye and a really high malted rye, 20% malted rye. But we see that right out in Colorado and out west. They tend to use more rye in their malted rye in their and other malted barley into their whiskeys. So this is 20% malted rye, 80% rye that is actually blended with MGP. They do not disclose the proportions. It's proofed up at 98.6. There's no age statement on this. However, we know the Rendezvous Rye is between 4 and 7, and then it's going to be finished probably for another year or so. So this one, I believe Ben retails at $150 if you can find.
So let's try the Act 10 Scene 2. Now, we also have, side by side, Act 10 Scene 5. So we'll try that one as well and see if we can tell any difference whatsoever. All right, so Act 10, Scene 2. Let's see.
Yeah. It's interesting because on the nose, this one is, you know, I get more plums than I get port, you know, like the port. It's really, you definitely get the port, but to me, it's more plummy and you get some of that fruit and a little more of the baking spice on the nose. And that spiciness is probably coming from the rye, right? So,
yeah, I like that spice. The rye is finished in port. So good.
Yeah, I'm drinking it now. And by the way, in the glass, I don't know if you've noticed, but the viscosity is outstanding. The legs are crazy. And this is a completely different tasting whiskey than the Angel's Envy, you know, limited edition, the cash strength, the 2023.
It's something about the rye. And in fairness, we need to try do a review of the cash strength, the Angel's Envy cash strength rye, their first release. We need to crack that bottle. But there's something about this rye finished, and particularly if you like that spice. I mean, when I say spice, I'm not talking about heat. I don't mean that. I'm talking about just this flavor.
Yeah.
That, well, for some reason, I'm drawn to.
Well, it's that rye spice, right? And it's going to give you the spices that come off the rye are going to be much different than what come off the corn. And this one, to me, is like plums and blackberry. You notice that? Really dark fruits, raspberry. You get a lot of that. To me, this is you get those very plummy dark fruits, and then you get the baking spices in there. That that's kind of like the spices come at the end to me. I really like that. Maybe even some gingerbread in there, you know.
So I probably tipped my hand in the beginning when I said that this is the one that I asked my local guy to save for me every year because I like it so much. But let me ask you a question, Joe. About 3 months ago, I traded for a bottle of Act One, Scene One. Wow. Does that mean it's the first bottle ever?
That means it's the first day that they dumped, you know, essentially that they bottled the act of the first release. So
there's got to be a website somewhere where people can go to and see like the acts. Obviously act that one's easier, but the scenes it's a little more difficult. So,
well,
honestly,
but remember
it's
now,
a little confusing for me.
Yeah. Well, remember now, act one and two, they didn't have multiple scenes. Okay.
So it was just one scene per year?
One scene per year. And then they went to multiple batches in Act 3, which is that 2015 release. So in 13, it's really, you know, it's amazing. If you look at the parallels between the Angel's Envy and the Midwinter's Night Dram, and Angel's Envy's first release, 2012, if you even call it that, it's 600 bottles. But their 2013 was their first real main, larger batch release. This one, their first was in 2013. I mean, wouldn't that be interesting if you were drinking these back then, if you had a chance for the first time to kind of really get a very high-end finished rye and a finished bourbon? You know, that now you see a lot of different finished whiskeys that are out there, and they're all very good, but back then,
not all of
probably
them. They're not all very good.
It was probably a wow factor, right? But so anyways, yeah, that's probably, if you've got Act One, Scene One, it's essentially you have the first release, and that's probably a very valuable bottle then, no doubt.
I traded an E.H. Taylor barrel proof for it, like a recent release. So I don't know if I got a good deal or not.
I think you got a great deal.
Good.
Just for the you know, the age value on that, right? I mean, going all the way back to 13 is the first release. And you have these High West huge fans out there. So
I was actually in Park City last year, December of last year. I was in Park City and tried to get to, I was going to go to the distillery, but all the tours were sold out. Couldn't get in.
It's, you probably didn't miss a whole, I shouldn't say this because I mean, maybe they're going to be listening to this, but you may not have missed a whole lot. They have a big copper 200, you know, 50 foot. I think, not 200, is it 250 feet? They have a copper still, their main copper still that they produce their whiskey from. But again, a relatively newer than, you know, distillery, much like Angel's Envy. I'm sure it's beautiful.
Dude, I wasn't going to see the distiller. I was going to try to talk the employees, see if they could get me something good out of the back. Works occasionally.
Some of that 14-year-old light whiskey they have on the shelf, right?
That's exactly right.
So, by the way, this is pretty good. The finish is pretty good on this. It's I get more red wine and more fruitiness on this one than I did on, you know, the one we had, the bourbon, you know, the Angel's Envy cash drink. And I feel like this is a little thinner than some of the other acts that, you know, I've had in the past on the prior releases. And I don't know if that's just, you know, the day of the week, you know, me trying this right now, or, you know, they did change up, I believe, you know, some of their labeling.
Then what do you mean thinner? Viscosity? What are you talking about?
The finish. The finish, like is not as like long and as big as kind of what I've, as some of the prior acts that I've had, but it's still really very good. I'd like to, research that a little bit more and better understand.
So I finished my Act 10 Scene 2 and I just took a sip of my Act 10 Scene 5. Tell me if you notice a difference.
Maybe do. I mean,
I do too.
I feel like it's a little bit thinner on the Scene 5 than the 2. But are you getting bigger or smaller? I get more flavors on the on Scene 2.
I do too.
And maybe that's just a little psychosomosis. My ex-wife
maybe it's because we tried it second. I don't know, but Scene 2 seems to have more flavor than Scene. Now we're probably crazy. If anybody at the distillery is listening to this, we apologize.
This does. I will say, Ben, this does taste a little younger. The rye does, maybe.
It's different,
and it. But even generally, like this particular release to me, tastes a little bit thinner than I'd like to match it up with some prior acts because, and some of that too is, you know, as you gravitate more towards your 80-20, right, whiskey and less of the source, you know, the source whiskey is changing in terms of, you know, or the composition. You know, it'll be interesting to see if this 10, how it's reviewed relative to like the 9s and the 8s and even like the 11s.
Well, this
we probably need to dive into one of those that are a year or two earlier and really put them side by side.
Yeah.
And I'll guarantee you that will probably determine what's happening here. So it could be youthfulness of the rye, but it could also be when you use barrels over and over, you know, I mean, it could be that the barrels are a little worn. I don't know.
Or another good, sip of Scene 2 and see what you think.
Yeah.
Go back to that again. I just did it.
I like to.
There's a noticeable difference. I mean, both are very good. But if I had to pick between Scene 5 and Scene 2, I'd go with Scene 2.
Yeah. And hypothetically, these would be fairly, they should be the same. Pretty close.
Yeah, we talked about before, you and I discussed this before we went on and we started recording this, is we thought they would be identical. I did not, and I'm the amateur of the group, I did not think I would be able to taste the difference between the two, but I do.
Yeah, I think would be even more helpful would be to kind of like try this with an older version. And we shouldn't really pan it. I mean, this is still a very reasonable bottle out there, right? You can get it on the secondary for what, $200, Ben? I mean, have you seen it out there in that range? I mean, it's still a very superior finished whiskey. And so I'm good with the price points on this one. If you want to try, and particularly if you want to try a rye finished in port barrels, because that is something unusual.
Well, it's very good, both of them, Scene 5 and Scene 2. I tend to lean towards Scene 2. Two thumbs up?
Yeah, I think like for the price point as hell, I think it's worth, again, if you go and buy it, you just have to remember, you know, they are they're pioneers, much like Angel's Envy is with their cash strength limited. This is their both of them. These are their limited annual release. They've been doing it since 2013 and 12, respectively, the two. So they know what they're doing. They've been doing this for a while. And so if you want a high-end, limited release, cash strength, rye or a bourbon, depending on which one you want, you know, particularly in this case, a rye that's finished in port barrels, then, you know, I think this is definitely, you know, worth the acquisition.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is something that everybody's going to enjoy. Like if you're having a tasting or having some friends over, everybody's going to like this. This is, that rye finished in port, there's just something about it. And it's not really candy-like. It's not overly sweet, but it's very good. And High West has, you know, they continue to hit home runs every year with this one.
Yeah, it has more like a red wine, you know, finish to me than it does like some, you know, spicy, fruity character. It's almost dry. You notice that? It's almost...
It is dry. It is dry.
Yeah, at the very end, it's kind of different than the... You know, with bourbon and corn finished in port, like the Angel's Envy cash drink, it's a different finish, longer finish. This one's a little dry and slightly thin on the finish, but it's, again, I think I will stand by the, you know, this, their history here of like doing this for 11 years now. And this is being the 10th year that we're reviewing.
Right.
To say that like the price point's held up nicely. It's definitely something you want to, you see it at a bar, pour yourself a 2 ounce pour and then decide, you know, is this something I'd like to have a bottle of and, you know, drink over the course of a year.
Do we know anything about the production? Like how many bottles are?
That's an excellent question. I do not know.
I researched that too. I didn't see it. I didn't see it, but it's gotta be fairly limited. I mean, it's a smaller company.
Yep. Yep.
And it takes a long time for us to get it. I mean, you know, we just got Scene 5 in our state a month or so ago, 2 months ago. So it takes a while to get it out there. So there probably aren't that many bottles available, but it's one that you can find. Either it's reasonably priced on the secondary and, I assume they're in all 50 states. I assume they are. If they're in West Virginia, they're probably everywhere else. We usually ask to get everything. So definitely one you want to pick up. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Midwinter Night's Dram. We did Act 10, Scene 2, Act 10, Scene 5. I prefer, and I think Joe prefers, the 2 over the 5, but they're very similar. It would be nice to try some of the other acts, Joe, and just compare them side by side, like the 9, the 10, the 11, once we finally get the 11, just to do them side by side to see if there's any noticeable difference.
I agree. And I would really love to get like, maybe get into like 7 or 8, you know, like just a couple of years earlier and put them side by side, no different than the Angel's Envy cash drink, right?
Yeah.
Take the new one under Owen Martin and compare that with his predecessor, you know, Wes Anderson. How do they stack up?
Yeah, absolutely. High West, good job. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
This is outstanding. Thanks for tuning in. Are you enjoying Bourbon Podcast? Be sure to leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing. And by the way, thanks for listening. Let's get you back to some of that light that shine. Get you some.